Let us take a cow and break it down into its various components. We can then analyze these components and see how the cow develops. First, we must start with a drone. Like all North Indian classical music, the drone is composed of three parts. There is the first, the octave, and some other one. Let us start with the first. This is the bass note. It corresponds to the do of Western solfège, or sa in the Indian solfège. To give the drone a richness, we will now add the octave. Now it is necessary to have a third component. Most usually this will be the fifth. This corresponds to the so of the Western solfège, or the pa of the Indian sarangam. The drone is now complete. Now in the upcoming example, this khayal will be in a rag known as Darbari Kannada. Now the concept of rag is not very well understood by most non-Indians. So let us take a little time and show what the rag is. To begin with, the rag has as its foundation a mode. Now, rag Darbari Kannada has as its mode one which is known in India as Asavari Tat. Asavari Tat has the first, the second, a minor third, but it is a minor third which is so low that it is just barely more than a major second. The fourth. The fifth. A minor sixth, but again a minor sixth which is much flatter than we would normally find in the West. A minor seventh. And again the octave. Now rag is much more than just the scale. Rag implies certain melodic restrictions and certain melodic necessities. Darbari Kannada is basically straight seven notes going up, like this. It uses all the seven notes coming down, but in a somewhat twisted manner. So it descends like this. Darbari Kannada has this basic form. The khayal begins with a very slow development of the raz. This is known as alap. Initially, there is just the first note, the sa. The minor seventh and minor sixth, both of a lower octave, have now been added. The fifth has now been added. Now the fourth is added. Now the minor third is added. Each new note is introduced one at a time. In the process, Every time a new note is introduced, the characteristics of the rag become more clear. The second has now been added. One cannot help but notice that during the alap, there's really no value placed in the lyrics. They're generally absent, or even if they are there, they have no great importance. The real importance, the real purpose of the alap is to unfold the rag to the listener. The addition of the second in the middle octave now signals that it will be the middle octave which will be explored. The minor third and the natural fourth have now been introduced in the middle octave. The fifth has now been added. Now the sixth and seventh. Once the sa in the higher octave has been reached, it's generally considered that the rag is fully developed. Ah. When the alap is finished, then the first movement begins in earnest. This movement is sometimes known as barachayal or vilambechayal. The word barachayal literally means the big chayal, the big ideal, while the term vilambechayal means the slow or the slow ideal. There is a very important structural part of the khayal which is known as the mukhra. Mukhra literally means the face or the showing of a face. This is important because the mukhra represents a type of theme or sub-theme or coda to which one constantly returns in the khayal. In this particular case, it goes like this. The khayal may be in a number of different rhythmic patterns. It may be in tintal of 16 beats. It may be of tilwara of 16 beats. Sometimes even jhumra of slow 14 beats. But undoubtedly, the most common is a slow ektal, a slow 12-beat pattern. This particular example is in 12 beats, and you count it like this. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 1. The khayal is a fairly abstract form of singing. The lyrics, although present and meaningful, are not really the main area of interest. The main area of interest, the main thrust, is the presentation of drag. The lyrics, however, do tend to be in languages such as Hindi and dialects such as Brij Bhasha and sometimes Urdu. Very oftentimes, the lyrics may come anywhere from 15th to the 19th century. The lyrics of this particular one are somewhat spiritual or metaphysical in nature. It basically is requesting the veil to be removed from one's eyes. Thank you. sum or the first beat of the cycle is very important in North Indian music. It is a particular type of cadence which is very greatly appreciated by Indian audiences. 11. 12. The Bardakhyal or the Vilambakhyal may be developed over a space of anywhere from 20 minutes to 2 hours. But after it's developed and the artist wishes to move on further, one will move into the second movement. This movement is known as the Chhotakhyal or the Durutkhyal. The word Chhotakhyal means the small idea or the small khyal, while the term Drut Khayal means the fast idea or the fast Khayal. The Drut Khayal is more often than not in a fast tempo of 16 beats called teen tal. However, they may just as well be in other tals such as Jhap tal of 10 beats, or in this case, Ek tal, a fast Ek tal of 12 beats. Here is how one would count this fast 12-beat pattern. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1. Now that we know what to listen to when listening to Khayal, we can listen to this complete Khayal without interruption. This is Chandrakanta Courtney singing Rag Darbari Kannada. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Oh, hey, Ram. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. India borders the Arabian Sea and the Bay of Bengal to the south, Burma and Bhutan to the east, Pakistan to the west, and Nepal, Kashmir, and China to the north. The Himalayan mountains form part of its northern and western borders. India is about 1.3 million square miles in area, about one-third the size of the United States of America. Its terrain varies from plains to plateaus to mountains. India's climate varies from tropical in the south to temperate in the north. There are over 1 billion people living in India, and that number is growing rapidly. The birth rate adds about 20 million new babies to the population every year. The median age is 24. The religious, folk, and court music of India have been influential throughout South Asia, and even as far west as Northern Africa. One can hear echoes of Indian melodies, rhythms, scales, and tuning systems as far east as Japan and as far west as Morocco. This has been John Edward Ross for Music Beyond Borders.
The history of the Khayal is pivotal to the development of the modern style of Hindustani classical music. Previously, the common styles were the Drupad and Dhamar. These earlier styles were more somber and generally associated with the royal court. The early development of the Khayal reflected a system of sexual segregation. This is known as Parda. In this system, men and women were kept in separate places in the royal palaces. The men's activities were commonly held in the royal courts. These are known as darbar, while the women were relegated to their quarters, which is known as zanana. Architecture played a surprising role in the development of both the khayal as well as the Dhamar and Drupad. The men commonly sang in the royal courts. These were big and had no sound system, therefore the masculine form became very loud and devoid of delicacy. The khayal was sung in much smaller women's quarters, so there was not the necessity to sing so loudly. Consequently, the khayal was able to develop much more delicacy. Men singing in the royal courts had to deal with a very reverberant environment, so any attempt to sing very fast material would simply be washed out in the echoes of the darbar. In contrast, women singing in the smaller zanana would explore the full range from slow to fast material. It is no surprise that khayal, unfettered by the acoustic constraints of the royal court, should become very popular. However, there were social obstacles which hampered its formal acceptance into the larger system of North Indian music. These obstacles were reflected in the gender roles that were part of Indian society in that period. These gender roles were reflected in a guild system known as gharana. From the collapse of the Mughal Empire in the 18th century to the time of independence in 1947, these gharanas were important for such activities as the allocation of royal patronage, the definition of artistic styles, and the education of new musicians to replace those who were lost through sickness and death. These gharanas maintained a formalized syllabus that musicians would use for both performance as well as educational purposes. Such a body of educational material is known as salim. The gender roles were reflected in a simple way. Until the turn of the 20th century, the teachers were almost exclusively male. Therefore, the feminine art forms were excluded from the formal talim. A very significant shift occurred in the 18th century. In this period, men began to sing the khayal. This movement was spearheaded by two great musicians. One of them was Sadarang and another was Adarang. The collapse of the gender obstacle heralded the mass acceptance of the khayal in northern India. Over the next few centuries, a number of gharanas of khayal would develop. These were the Gwalior, Agra, Kirana, Jaipur, Rampur, Delhi, Mewati, Bhendi Bazaar, Banaras, and Patiala Gharana. Each would have its own style and repertoire. Today, the khayal is considered to be the benchmark for North Indian classical music.
Here is what we have coming up on Music Beyond Borders for the rest of the week. This afternoon at 1 o'clock, we have Carla Aguilar coming in. She's going to be assisted by Jason Colunga. Tomorrow, that's Wednesday the 11th, Amanda Flores will bring in you music. She will be backed up by Chris Sampson. And on Thursday, we have Mona Ali, and she will be backed up by Paula Scott. This is all from 1 in the afternoon to 2 in the afternoon, so make sure and have a good listen. Abdul Karim Khan Sahib was considered the originator of the Kirana Gharana, or the Kirana school of khayal. And although he died many years ago, we're fortunate that there are many old 78 RPMs available of his singing. Now, I think probably one of the best small little biographies I've seen was from an old EMI recording I have. So let me just read it to you here. Born in 1872, Abdul Karim Khan immigrated from North India to Southwest Maharashtra while he was still in his 20s. His new style grew in tremendous popularity as he moved from place to place. In the course of his concert tours and in time to come, his gayaki found many votaries. But the exuberance and freedom of this vocalism and its offbeat approach, which laid the greatest emphasis on swara, created an unprecedented stir among the orthodox milieu. This was no less true of his pace-setting assumptions on the aesthetics of music, especially his Shruti Samvad theory, which he advanced in collaboration with a British civilian and musicologist, E. Clements. Yet the maestro carried on his mission zealously till his death in 1937. Although the 3-minute time limits of the old 78 RPMs do not allow us to hear the full scope of his brilliance, nevertheless, they still give us a small sampling of what Abdul Karim Sahib was all about. Let us listen to this upcoming one. This is a Durat Khayal in Rag Lalit. Yeah.
Music Beyond Borders Community Event Calendar for the weeks of May 9th to 23rd.
Wednesday, May 12th is Irish Music Night at McGonagall's Mucky Duck, 2425 Norfolk. For information, please contact 713-528-5999. Again, that's Wednesday, May 12th.
On Friday night, May 20th, Houston-based soca and reggae artist Major Ali will be performing at Club Rhythm, 8220 Belfort, Friday night, May 20th.
On Sunday, May 15th, at 6 o'clock in the evening, there will be an evening of Geet, Ghazal, and popular film songs from India by Ashok Pandey and Sushil Baveja at the Old Stafford Civic Center. For information, please contact 281-242-8280. Again, that's Sunday evening, May 15th.
On Wednesday, May 19th, is the Irish Music Night at McGonagall's Mucky Duck. It's at 2425 Norfolk. For information, please contact 713-528-5999. That's Wednesday, May 19th. My name is Bert Samples.
My name is David Courtney.
John Atlas here.
And my name is Chandrakanta Courtney. If you would like your events to be placed on the calendar, kindly email the detail to calendar@musicbeyondborders.org. Address again, calendar@musicbeyondborders.org. The next raga will be Sarang Counts, Rare Melodies by Parveen Sultana, The Vilambit Khayal set in Ek Taal. The words are Guru Charanana Raj, followed by Drut, Tintal, Khayal. The words are Jagiri Sari Yamini.
Ah.
To many of the tiles are rhythmic patterns used behind the chayal, but we really didn't discuss them in any great detail. Now would be a good time to look at them. The three most common tiles used to accompany chayal is a slow ectile of 12 beats or a fast ectile of 12 beats. This is divided into 6 vibhags of 2 beats each. Another very common one is teen tile. This is very commonly used in the Drut Chayal. Tintal is 16 beats divided into 4 measures of 4 beats each. Let us first look at Ektal. Ektal is 12 beats divided into 6 measures. Each measure is of 2 beats each. There is a traditional clapping arrangement, and for Ektal it will be clap, 2, wave, 2, clap, 2, clap, 2. Let us look at this a little more closely. In particular, we shall pay attention to the bulls, or the mnemonic syllables, which describe the technique of the tabla. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 10, 1, 2, gay, gay, 10, 1, 2, da, da, gay, gay, ti, re, ti, da, soon, 1, 2, 10, na, 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 cut, 1, 2, gay, gay, 10, 1, 2, then, da, da, gay, gay, ti, re, ti, da, then, 1, 2, then, da, 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 then. An extremely common rhythmic pattern for the Drutchel or the Chortachel is medium-fast Tintal. It is divided into 4 vibhags or 4 measures of 4 beats each. The first measure is clapped, second measure is clapped, third measure is designated by a wave of the hand, while the fourth measure is designated by a clap. Here is a closer look at medium-fast Tintal. Na din din na da din din na da tin tin na na din din na. Sometimes one finds fast Ektal of 12 beats used to accompany the Drutchel. This, like the slow Ektal, is divided into 6 measures of 2 beats each. It is still also a clap, wave, clap, wave, clap, clap for each of its measures. Fast Ektal goes like this. Din din da tit tu na kat ta da tit din na. a number of traditional instruments used to accompany the howl. We will look at the tambura, sarangi, tabla, and harmonium. First, the ubiquitous drone is the tambura. The sarangi is a bowed instrument which is also very commonly used to accompany howl. This is a sarangi. The tabla is the ubiquitous percussion. Within the past 100 years, the harmonium, which is originally a Western instrument, has been used to accompany howl. Here is a harmonium. We've done a bit of discussion about the structure of howl, the instruments used in howl, the rhythm behind it. Let's now listen to some more music.
The next piece will be in Rag Megh. It is set in 10-beat cycle, which is Japtal, medium slow. The words are Garje Ghat Ghana. Singer is Guy Beck.
Jula Hanuman. Thank you. mapani pa mapani pa ni sa ni re sa ni pa ma re ni sa ga re de ga ta
If you'd like more information on Indian music, make sure and check out www.chandrakanta.com. That's C-H-A-N-D-R-A-K-A-N-T-H-A. So again, www.chandrakanta.com. And Chandra, why don't you tell us what else we have on Music Beyond Borders for the rest of the week?
Yes, we have very fine programs, and this afternoon, 1 to 2, Miss Carla Aguilar program. Please listen to it. It's beautiful. Tomorrow, the 1 to 2 again, Amanda Flores. And Thursday, 1 to 2 is Mona Ali is going to be. Please listen.
Music Beyond Borders is presented to you daily by the volunteer-driven World Music Collective to celebrate the music of our beautiful Blue Earth. If you'd like to volunteer with Music Beyond Borders, meetings take place Monday night at 8 p.m. at the Taft Street Coffee House. We invite you to come and find out what we're doing. For information, find us at info@musicbeyondborders.org or visit us on the web at musicbeyondborders.org. For calendar dates, email us at calendar@musicbeyondborders.org. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show.